dogs out.
Good morning. Who let the dogs out? Oh, my goodness. What do you think this is? It is Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I could not be more excited about my guest this morning. Katie King is in the house. Some of you may know Katie from her real job at E.W. Bullock. She took great care of me when I was at the Pensacola Beach Chamber and all my needs. But she and I are kindred spirits because we love dogs. Now, let me clarify. We love real dogs, and she is the vice president of the Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue. So that's what we're going to be focusing on. But I got a secret. It's Friday. Tomorrow's the SEC championship game. Yep. We both laughed when I saw we both have our red and black on because we're both Bulldog fans.
Go dogs.
Go dogs. So don't turn away. We're not going to talk about it the whole hour, okay? Yep. So, but welcome, Katie. I'm so happy
you're
here.
Thanks
and that you could come
me.
In. Yeah. So I am Facebook friends with you. And so one of the things that I know about you and has intrigued me, knowing you for so many different things that you do, you are passionate about Great Danes.
Yes, definitely so. Yeah, I've been with Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue for over 10 years now.
Great Danes are a very unique breed.
They are.
Misunderstood.
They are. People get them for the wrong reasons. They're wonderful family pets. They really are. But they take a lot of work. They're expensive dogs to own. They're expensive dogs to feed. They are huge. They have a lot of medical issues. And a lot of people get them as puppies and think that they're adorable as puppies. They're absolutely
they are so cute.
Smitten as puppies, but then they grow up really quickly and they take a lot longer to mature than other dogs do. And so, you know, a lot of people get them and then don't put any training or time or energy into socializing them and training them. And then within 10 months, they're 140-pound juvenile terrorists running around their house.
Well, because they're big,
they're
still puppies.
But they're totally puppies, and they're puppies until they're about 2 years old. So,
which is normal for most dogs, really.
It is,
it's just that they are now
they're huge.
They're four feet tall. Right?
So a lot of people give them up at about 10 to 14 months old because they're clumsy, they're stubborn, they're a mastiff breed, so they can be very hard-headed in their training phase, their juvenile phase. And so a lot of people just give them up because it's too much. It ends up being too much for them, and they can be destructive if they're bored. So, yes, it's a lot of work, but if you put the work into them, they are wonderful family pets, especially once they've gotten past once they've matured into adults. They are such laid-back, sweet family dogs. They love people. They love being with their people.
A friend of mine had a Great Dane and said that that he was so gentle.
Oh, so gentle. Most of them are really gentle. Now, they can be clumsy.
Well, she said clumsy. I was good. Yes. I didn't want to, you know,
yes.
But clumsy and gentle.
They're definitely, they're not trying to be, you know, they just don't know how big, they have no concept of how big they are, and they want to snuggle and be in your lap and sit on you and, you know, walk across to you. And they have no idea that they are bigger than you are.
Oh, so, that's too funny.
Yes.
That is too funny. Yeah. Well, you are involved in a project right now that kind of caught my heart, which is why I called you. So
yes.
Talk a little bit about what's happening with these puppies that you've been helping.
Yes, well, we got about 3 weeks ago, we were alerted to, this is a common thing going on in the rescue world. Pet overpopulation is a really bad problem all over the nation, but particularly the Southeast. And it's gotten to the point where breeders are no longer able to sell their puppies anymore because of overpopulation. There's just there's too much saturation.
Oh,
and
I
so
know.
They're not able to even sell them. So then breeders will contact rescues and say, hey, can you please come get all these puppies? We can't sell them. I can't deal with them anymore.
Well, we talked to Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, and they were over 170. And now they're trying to just find foster homes
and that's,
just for the puppies that are there. Yeah,
it's an exponential problem on multiple levels because, the shelters are full. Now rescues are full. They're not able to take strays and surrenders anymore. So everything is so super full. So we got contacted by a lady who had two oops litters, back-to-back litters at the same time.
What does oops litter mean?
Accidental.
Oh, oops.
Like she she wasn't planning for these litters to happen, but both of her females went into heat and got pregnant at the same time by her male.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
And so she had two litters drop at the same time, and she wasn't expecting to actually do that. So she contacted us after one of the litters was 9 weeks old and the other litter was 13 weeks old.
How many puppies in a litter?
Great Danes actually typically have larger litters, which is
really
funny. Yes, they usually have anywhere between 10 to 13.
What?
I know. And they're crazy, but they're not, the puppies are born at the same size as a golden retriever or a normal large breed dog. They just grow exponentially faster once they're born.
Gotcha.
But they tend to have very large litters. So
wow.
She had 15 puppies that she still had on site that she couldn't sell. And so she contacted us to say, hey, can you please help? I would like to give you the 15 puppies. And I said, can I get your moms too? And she would only give us one of the moms.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working with her to spay her other two. Spay and neuter her
male
female.
That probably would be a good idea.
Yes. But we got one of the moms, and then we were set to get 15 puppies. And
oh, my gosh, Katie.
That was a lot. Yeah, I mean, a lot.
That's a lot.
It was.
Because don't they have to be fed? I mean,
yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of work. It's a lot for a lot of the fosters. We're going to have to take two on because, just with less than 5 days' notice and 15 puppies coming in, it was a quick turnaround. Well, the issue started the day before we were set to pick up all 15 puppies. I got a message from the owner, the breeder, that said, we had one of the puppies died last night, and I'm not really sure what happened, but
oh,
I came
no.
outside, and it was gone. And so I was like, did it get trampled? What happened? She didn't really know. Well, within 10 more hours, 4 more puppies had dropped.
Oh, no.
And that's when I knew they're
something's
sick.
Wrong.
So they're either it's parvo, it's distemper, there's something really wrong. So we brushed into overdrive to try to get the remaining puppies off of her site. And by the time we could pick them up, she met us in Tallahassee. By the time we could pick them up, we were down to 7 puppies from 15. And the 7 puppies that she handed over to us were dying.
Like, oh, no.
They were sick with parvo.
Oh, no.
And parvo it's a terrible virus, and it kills. It's probably one of the number one killers of puppies, but it dehydrates them.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, what happens is the stomach has to flush its lining out, and so they end up being they dehydrate to death. So by the time we ended up meeting this lady in Tallahassee to pick up the 7 remaining dogs, they were near death. They were pooping blood.
Oh.
They were vomiting up
bile. No.
So we rushed them to our Tallahassee, our nearest vet, partner vet in Tallahassee, and we had to do triage there with IV fluids, blood transfusions,
wow.
a new, brand new type of monoclonal antibody for parvo.
Okay. Where do you get the funding for all this?
We have to raise it. That was one of the things. And it was extremely expensive.
I would
new
imagine.
Antibody treatment.
I would imagine.
So, I got online and, started posting videos of how they looked when we got them. And people were in shock with how terrible a condition they were and started
so irresponsible.
Yes. And it's all something that could have been prevented with a simple vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
Had they just been boosted when they were, should have been.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We are talking this morning with Katie King. She is the VP of Northwest Florida's Great Dane Rescue on News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the Great Dane puppies and how you can help. So stick around. We'll be back after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Talking with Katie King this morning. We have a mutual affection for dogs. She actually likes Great Dane dogs. She is the VP of the Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue. I like all dogs, and we both like Georgia Bulldogs. Go dogs. All right.
Beat Texas.
You have to finish the story because it's such a tragic story. However, there's a happy ending.
There is a happy ending. So we
were talking about these Great Dane
puppies
that she's rescued.
We pulled 7 of them from the breeder in Tallahassee, got them straight to our vet. We lost 2 more. We lost 1 before we could even got in the van on the way to the vet.
Ugh,
we lost 1 more
in
my arms.
I couldn't.
Yes. And then over the next week or so, through vet care and round the clock nursing with all of our volunteers, I have to give a shout out to our volunteers because it has been 3 weeks of round the clock working with these puppies all night long, all through the day, making sure they're only on soft food still for 3 weeks. They've been on canned food, have to eat every 3 hours. You know, can't leave a quarantined area because they have a virus that is extremely contagious to other dogs. So if I could preach anything to anyone right now with pets, is the importance of getting your pets vaccinated.
Right.
And had these puppies been vaccinated, their lives would have been saved. And we wouldn't have lost so many of them, but we were able to save four. We are from 15 to four, but the four are now finally thriving.
They look healthy. They're saw a picture this morning.
Yes, they are actually they're at our vet right now getting their final checkups and getting their first booster shots, vaccinations, because they're finally able to leave quarantine and go into their foster homes today. And we named them after boxers. So okay. Mayweather, Sugar Ray. Yes.
Oh, I love that. Because they fought for their existence.
Yeah, they really did. They did. So
good for you. I love that. So the next step would be then in terms of being a rescue. And so let's just say someone's listening this morning and they're thinking, maybe was this the time to let you know? Or how does that process work if you're interested in
fostering or
adopting at a great day?
Yes. We are always in dire need of foster homes. So if you are even considering the idea of bringing in a Great Dane, maybe if you're not sure you can afford it right now, you want to get the experience of how giant a Great Dane is in your house, consider fostering for us because we provide all the vet care, the prevention. We're paying for the cost of the dog. We just need you to take care of it in your home and train it for us and help it establish in a family scenario.
Socialization.
Yes.
Oh, see, that's great because you don't necessarily have to make the commitment, but you might fall in love.
But if you do fall in love, then you're already approved. The foster process and the adoption process, it's the same application. We're looking for the same thing. So when you apply to foster or adopt with us, we are going to check your home, make sure that we're putting our dog in a safe and loving environment. We're going to make sure that all the pets in your household are already spayed or neutered and are up to date on their vaccinations. That's important. We just want to make sure too that everyone involved is on the same page with bringing in a 140-pound pet into their household.
Right,
because it's a lot to ask.
Yes,
and everyone needs to be on board with that. But we could always use foster help. That is a huge thing because the more fosters we have, the more Great Danes we are able to save.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of Great Danes being dumped in shelters and abandoned in the woods.
Oh, gosh.
And they're. We need the help.
So, and you're Northwest Florida. What is your area for this rescue?
We actually cover most of the Southeast. So we get Danes out of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because they don't have a designated Dane rescue.
But you don't have a facility.
We don't. We're based out of Pensacola, but we're foster based. So even though, the group started here, we have fosters from Mobile, Alabama to Jacksonville, Florida. So they go into homes with people. And so that's why fostering is huge, because the more fosters we have, the more Danes we're able to save and put into people's houses around the Southeast.
Gotcha. We're talking with Katie King. She is the VP of Great Northwest Florida. There's Greater Northwest Florida is where I was going with that. No. Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue. And if you have a question for her, 850-437-1620. So now you've got fostering, but if someone wants to donate or help out, how can people help this cause? Because it really is a great cause.
Yes. If fostering's not in your not your books right now, that makes sense. I understand it's a lot of work. If you can donate, we can always use the donation help. You can go to our website or our Facebook page. It's NWF. It's our acronym. So NWFLGDR.com. And you can click on how to help, and there it shows you all the ways that you can help. Donations are huge. We are 100% relying on donations in order to help more Danes in need, to help care for them medically, to help pay for their food, to help pay for their prevention. We rely on people to donate to do that because, our adoption fees are $300 to $400, and that doesn't even cover the cost of vetting one dog. It just doesn't. So we're relying on the public's help in order to help maintain our cost, keep their adoption fees lower. Donations are huge. If you can't donate right now, we understand times are tough too. So come out and volunteer with us and just come to our events. You can message our page and we can add you to our volunteer page where we ask for things like, can someone go pick up these donated beds for us? Can someone do this home visit for us? Can someone help put us up the tent during, you know, this adoption event? We can always use hands-on help too. Somebody hold this dog for me while I go get food.
Okay, yes. So how many dogs are you taking care of right now, would you say?
In the rescue right now, we would say, I would say we have about 40 to 50
days.
Oh
my gosh, Katie.
Yes, I would say probably 30 or so are local and the rest are, you know, southeastern.
And what are the ages, the age ranges?
Oh, we have everything from puppies, like baby puppies, to we have an 11-year-old, 12-year-old in rescue right now.
And typically how long do Great Danes live?
Typically, I would say the average is anywhere between 8 to 11.
Okay.
But we have several that are way older than that. And with good food and great health care, it's gotten a lot better in the past 10 years.
If I was interested in adopting, then what do I do? Are there pictures on the website or is there adoption events or how do I?
If you go to our website and click on Adoptable Danes, then it'll show you all the currently adoptable Great Danes we have. And it also tells you the requirements and the process that you have to do to fill out the application and what we're looking for you to get approved. And then on our website, too, it has all the ways that you can volunteer to foster, you can volunteer to come to events, has the ways to donate, too. And if you go to our Facebook page as well, there's a lot of information there you can get from all of the above answering those questions.
Do you have an adoption event coming up anytime soon, or is that something that you find out about on the website?
On our website. Our events are on our website. I know the next one that we've just booked for, because it's winter season, so it's cold. I think we're planning on to do a brewery event in January, and then we've got Potty Gras.
So, cute. Okay, a second here, you got to explain what, but you can't just say Potty Gras and not
talk
about it.
It's the Mardi Gras it goes on downtown, and there's lots of different rescues involved. It's put on by Wolfgang. So they host it for the Escambia Shelter, and there's probably 15 different rescues that set
participate.
Up.
Participate, yeah, that's great. Yeah. So adopting a Great Dane. Yes. And if I think one of the neat things is, let's just say you are fluent this Christmas holiday season, and you're looking for a way to donate. I know one of the things that's kind of nice too is a person could pay for the adoption fee for someone else.
You can sponsor an adoption. Dane. Yes,
like be kind of an angel kind of thing.
Exactly. We do that, and then we also have if you'd like to. This is an idea too. If you'd like to message our page and be a secret Santa to one of the adoptables, so that they get some sort of present for Christmas that we can
doggy toys,
yes, treats or toys or something that their foster parent says that they would really love this. That's a cute idea too. We've done that before.
There's so many different ways you can help, but it's
absolutely.
The awareness that makes a difference. I had no idea till I saw your Facebook page.
Our rescue is no different from all of the other rescues in our area. They're all in dire need of funding, of volunteer work, of foster homes. Like, the biggest thing I can preach right now is that in order for rescues to help more dogs or cats or any animal, they need somewhere for that animal to go. So you have to be willing to open up your home and be a foster for it. And that is being a bridge for that animal to go to its eventual home and save its life.
And that makes sense. And I just need to say, because we're in the holiday season, when you get the idea to get your child a puppy, it's all cute and everything under the tree.
Thank you for bringing
this up. But this is a lifetime responsibility. The average dog will live over 10 years.
Yes, it
and
is.
And so think it through, because this is the problem when people do that. And a month later, when it's January, February, and now the novelty of the newness of the puppies worn off.
Yes.
They're not potty trained. They're going to require training, and they're chewing up your sofa.
We tend to see this. We see the influx of this after post-Christmas around May or June, when the Great Dane puppy is now about 8 to 10 months old, and they got them for Christmas as puppies, and now it's too much for them, and we get a lot of juveniles around June because it's just too much now, and they got the Christmas puppies. So if I could impart anything, it would be adopt, don't shop. Please adopt, don't shop. There are way too many
pets in rescues, especially in this area.
Yes, that need homes for you to be purchasing them. But also, please put the work in. If you're going to get a puppy, the puppies are wonderful and kids love them too, but you have to put the work in. You have to put the work in up front, and then you'll have a wonderful dog once it's an adult, but you have to put the work in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Yep. Well, we are officially making this Frisky Friday. It has been for a long, long time. I talked with Mary Hoxie actually this morning. She's the owner of the station, and she wants us to start bringing animals in. So,
well, if I'd known, I would have brought a Great Dane in.
Yeah. Well, next time we'll get you the Great Dane in. But hopefully we'll focus on our local area rescues, not only for dogs, but cats and other pets as well. So that's our hope. So you've kind of officially kicked off our rescue portion, just giving us the awareness about Great Danes, because it's a beautiful breed.
They're just beautiful, sweet,
gentle giants, as they say.
They're drooly. I'll say if you're not a big fan of drool.
You're not helping. Yeah. You're not helping.
But they're very, very sweet, and they're very loving, and they're very family oriented. They're very good dogs.
Now, how many do you have?
I'm down to actually just one now.
Oh,
okay. I'm really down to one. But at one point in my tiny little home in East Hill, I had four.
That's what I seem to remember.
Yes. Yeah. And I could not turn around and hit a wall. Yes.
That's so great. Thank you so much, Katie, for coming in this morning. Give everybody the information again, just in case they want to look for a possible adoption dog.
Absolutely. All right.
Or donate.
Yes, that would be lovely. If any shout out, just message us, please. You can find us on our website at www.nwflgdr.com. Or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/NWFLGDR. It's Northwest Florida Great Dane Rescue.
All right. And if you have never seen a Great Dane live in person, check them out on the website. And I'm going to put a little plug in for the park out in Gulf Breeze. Nancy Kies was a Great Dane lover and very well known in the Gulf Breeze community. And now I can't believe this, but it was about almost 20 years ago, we dedicated a Great Dane statue.
Yes, that's still there.
Still there in the park, which is just the neatest thing.
Yeah, we do some events there occasionally, and everyone's like, just meet around the Dane statue.
For the Great Danes. Yeah. All right, my dear. Thank you so much for being on the show. We're wrapping it up for Friday. We're about to go into the 11 o'clock news. Thank you for coming in. It's been great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Go dogs.
Go dogs.